UB Community Relations Specialist Dylan Steed is going house to house, hanging bags on door handles. The bags contain things like information about the city's noise laws and a recycling guide.
The information's pretty general, but at the same time, I think it's a good thing.
Hours before the start of UB's biggest party weekend of the year, they're gentle reminders to students living just off campus to be respectful to their non-student neighbors. UB planned to distribute 1,500 of these bags throughout the University Heights on Friday. It's the fourth year they've done this. They call it Operation Door Hanger. It's just one of several university and city efforts in recent years to combat excessive partying in the neighborhood. 2 years ago, UB's late-night bus schedule was cut down, and one major landlord was even given a consent decree to better monitor parties at his properties. UB also just announced new Greek life regulations Wednesday, following a possible hazing incident at a fraternity house in the neighborhood and the subsequent death of a student.
And it's just another way to let our students know how to be good neighbors. It's not the only thing we do. They hear this message at orientation. So we think it's important just to be always reminding them that they're in a neighborhood and they're a part of the community.
Tess Morrissey is UB's Director of Community Relations. She notes Operation Door Hanger is also about integrating students into the Buffalo community, as the bags also contain things like coupons for local businesses. The packets also give students a renter's checklist, as many homes in the area have code violations and are owned by absentee landlords. The bags were also left at non-student homes, giving them information about how to call UB with concerns about student behavior. Morrissey says UB wants to encourage students to meet their non-student neighbors.
We always find that when students know who is living next door to them, they put a name to that face, they're behaving better, they act like they would in their parents' neighborhood, for example.
Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.